Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is in the gospel lesson, verse 12. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. I want to ask you to think about it for a little while. If you were entering the world, had decided to do that, or just simply going to a new place, taking on a new job, taking on a position, and you wanted to be recognized by all because the whole place needed to hear about you, how would you do it? And we know around the world, those who seize power, what do? They build statues to themselves. In some countries, their face is on the money. If it was my choice, that's how I'd do it. 20-foot statues of me all over the country. And you laugh because something inside you resonates with that, right? Think then how strange it is. This one birth, this one coming into the world of this one person that actually does need to be heard about by every single man, woman, and child in the whole world, how does he do it? Born in a stable, laid in a manger, quietly done. Only a few shepherds out in the field to hear about it. Well, this is the Son of God. Shouldn't the angels be spreading out over all of the continents, blaring trumpets, yelling and shouting to every person alive? What kind of glorious entrance is this? What kind of glory is this? And what makes it even stranger is that before coming into the world, what kind of glory did he have? Angel choirs singing to him. He was the creator of the universe. And the whole human race passes on its way, not knowing that this has happened. God has stepped down out of heaven to walk on earth with us. What a strange thing. But then when you start looking deeper and deeper and deeper at it, it starts making more and more sense. He wasn't here on earth to have statues built to himself or to claim the fame of being the greatest ever. He was here for a mission and for a purpose. The Christ child comes to us, humble, born in the stable, laid in a manger, so that he can walk among us, know our sorrows and what it is to be a human being, to be tired and hungry, falling asleep in a boat out on a lake when it's tossing and turning and the whole ship could go down. And the disciples ask him, "What are you doing?" And he says, "Where's your faith?" What is this? Taking the lower place? Time after time after time. He begins doing his miracles, and some of the people that are healed They want to spread his word all over the place, and he tells them, no, no, no. Don't tell anyone what God has done for you, because he's there for a purpose. He's on a mission. Let nothing get in the way of the mission. Peter one day figures out and says, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. And what does Jesus tell him in response? After the blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, he says that he's going up to Jerusalem to be arrested and beaten and crucified and die and on the third day rise from the dead. And Peter says, never, Lord, never. No, no. Let nothing get in the way of the mission, because he's not here in order to have Christmas songs sung to him and to simply celebrate how wonderful he is. He came into this world for your soul and mine. He came to be, as John the Apostle would put it later, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And that's the glory that he seeks, to be the one who laid down his life for you. Your one true friend who will be that true friend no matter what has happened in your life, no matter what you have done, he will be there for you. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Is there anyone like him? Can there be anybody else taking even a part of that place? The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And so the angels, they are sent to exactly the people that is the right ones to hear about this Lamb of God. Shepherds out in the field. They're watching over their sheep. And the angels invite them to go see the true Lamb of God. And so Jesus claims that humble place of glory because he is the gentle Almighty. He is the ruler over all who stoops down to wash his disciples' feet. He is the Holy One who bears the sin of the world. He is the one to take the lowest place so that he can bring you into the highest place. What a strange glory. But that is exactly the kind of glory that we need for Jesus to have coming among us. In Jesus' name, amen.